Dutchman. Yeah. Dutchman. We were out there in the water, and there was a big boat out there.
I don't get out very much when I was on the boat. It's a program for kids with cerebral palsy. It's a program. It's called Flashlight. And this Flashlight is really changed my life. Because I felt like I was in the dark and someone turned on the flashlight. And they said, let's go out on the boat. And I said, okay, I've just been out on the boat before.
Regular people just didn't look big enough. So they wore 8-inch put on more makeup and higher heels than your mother, and made more money than your banker. But what you can't argue with is the American notion, which is of the people, for the people, by the people. They vote with money. You and I, we sit here and we just talk and toss the ball around. That doesn't mean much.
Are you trying to say to me that all that matters to you is money?
I will contend, and you try to disprove it, that the most important thing as we know it on this planet and this plane is in fact money. Want me to prove it?
Go ahead.
the first thing you need besides air, which so far is free, and by the way, if you went scuba diving, you're paying for air. The other thing besides that is food. It's what we need to survive. I don't know what other tool I would use besides money to buy it. Although, as a woman, of course, you have the ability to sell your body, then get the money, and then with that, get food. But ultimately, money is part of it.
You are weird.
Really? How do you get food?
Well, not by selling my body, but...
But that's a choice you have that I don't. But getting to the money part, money is the single most important thing on the planet, including the notion that love gives you everything. It's a load of hogwash, mm-hmm. because although I subscribe to the romantic notion of life...
Well, let's cut to the chase. How much money do you have?
Gee, a lot more than NPR.
I know. You're very defensive on money, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm actually just trying to show you that there's a big world out there, and reading books is wonderful. I've certainly read, well, perhaps as many as you have, but there's a delusional kind of notion that runs rampant in...
Wait, could we just get something straight?
Of course.
I'm not here to prove that I'm smart, and
not
I'm not
you.
Here to prove that you're not smart or that you don't read books
not,
or can't make a lot of money.
This is not about you. You're being very defensive. Why are you doing that?
It's contagious.
Yeah.
Are you interested in music, or is the goal of being in a rock band to have sex?
I believe, in my heart, that anybody who gets up there and says what they're doing is art, is on crack, and is delusional, and that in point of fact, what they really, their modus operandi, initially, perhaps it changed when they started to question their sexuality, but clearly, initially, it was to get laid and make lots of money, and anybody who tells you otherwise is lying to you. The reason we all want is to pick up instruments initially, you know, publicly anyway. I will grant you there are those people who really love music and simply want to do it as a private pleasure. And the jury is out. I have no comment. But as soon as you get up publicly and want other people to hear it, it seems odd that we really get off on the notion that the opposite sex, the fairest sex, that's you, like what we do. And perhaps, if we do it really well, you'll think, gee, he's not only talented and bright, but cute, too. That's what we're hoping for, against all odds. And in music, it's the great aphrodisiac. It says that even though I'm short, fat, ugly, bald, and I'm hung like a second grader, if I'm in a rock band, I've got a better than average chance of getting me down to anybody's attention. I didn't make those rules. I come from Israel. I'm simply a student teacher. This is what I've known.
Are you interested in music?
I love this interview.
Well, I think it's kind of a drag, because you're making speeches, and you're being intentionally
right.
obnoxious.
No, I'm not. I'm being a man.
That's what I mean. You're being intentionally obnoxious by defining everything that you're saying as being a man.
Well, I can't
I know
talk.
Better. I know all men.
You're wrong. I always defined it as for me. I kept doing that over and over again. What bothers you is you're finally doing the mind talk. Instead of, you're the only one I've ever lived with, and you're the... He's lying. He's lied ever since he was 12. I promise I'll pull out. He's lying. And I refuse to play that game. I refuse to stand up in front of a rabbi, and my friends, and women I love, who I will tell you I can love again, and promise that she's going to be the only one I will ever have until the day I die. That's a lie. And instead of being in a rock and roll band, because he wants to do that, I don't. I want to be in a rock and roll friend. I want to be listening to that for you.
Thank you. death to the poor. We've noted your motives, we've noted your feelings. This isn't blood money, it's a fee, nothing fee, nothing fee, nothing.
Yeah. some money you don't even know. That's why I get my friends. Could you not mess with me right now?
Your money.
Electric Kingdom needs your money.
We need your money. Call now.
Please.
Call now so that everybody else at WCBN knows that Electric Kingdom is your favorite show. 763-3500.
Let them know that you like to hear live music every week.
I read about them.
Otherwise, we'll just play the new Fat Boy Slim CD.
Fat Boy Slim. He's a talented man.
That's right.
He's both fat and slim at the same time.
Way too conservative for
that. That's talent, man. That
defies the laws of gravity.
But Fat Boy, if you're listening, call us with your pledge. 763-3500. We'll take any amount. $100,000? $200,000?
No amount is too much.
We'll settle.
Wait. Something different you're supposed to deal with on a regular basis.
We cannot be corrupted by money.
That's right.
Bring it on. Pile it on.
We're very idealistic.
The old man's money.
Give us your old man's money.
Come on, old man.
All you students out there who, you know, your parents are helping you out, you know, they want you to donate to WCBN.
So they do.
Give us a call, 763-3500. Pledge your support for
talk about money.
All this great radio that you're getting to enjoy, commercial free. And get some free WCBN gear along the way. T-shirts,
gear.
Hats.
Gear, that's what they call it.
That's what the kids call it.
That's what the kids call it, gear. gear. I went to a gear shop. I was excited because I thought they would have, like, you know, effects pedals and
it was bike stuff.
Recording. Well, I was thinking of recording gear.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't. It wasn't recording gear at all.
Was it WCBN gear?
Nope. Just gear.
Just gear.
What's the forecast for this weekend?
Call now and get your Electric Kingdom CD. It's a special edition. It's yours for a $20 pledge to WCBN.
Electric Kingdom's greatest hits.
That's right.
How much would you pay for something like that, Chris?
$80,000.
Correct.
At least.
It was art.
$79,000.
But you won't pay $79,000. You won't pay $78,000.
$77,000?
You won't even pay $76,000. For a pledge of only $20, you can get the Electric Kingdom CD and impress all your friends.
That's right.
Because you'll be hooked up. You'll be hooked up with the newest, latest in the underground electronics.
It was art.
Be the coolest kid on your block. Be the envy of your friends and classmates.
What else? What else?
It was art.
Art. Art.
The phone is ringing.
We have a caller.
Anyone who calls it art is on crack.
But we have lots of phones, so don't be deterred just because we're getting calls.
We want to test. We want to test that telephone rollover system we have installed here.
Our phone answer is in need of exercise, and so we want to get her put her to work. So give us a call.
So last we checked, we were $489 from our goal of the night.
What was the goal of $500?
No.
From the 10 grand mark.
From the 10 grand mark. If we can beat the 10 grand mark here on Electric Kingdom, we'll be so excited.
That's right. We'll have some special surprise we'll concoct.
We'll be so excited, we'll make art. Sound art right here on the line.
Yes.
It was art.
Art? Art. Art for sale. Art for donations.
It was art.
Give us a call and we can continue to stay on the air. We can continue bringing you this kind of crazy noise that we know y'all like. You want to make
donations? It was art.
You know you want to make a donation.
That's right.
Without donations, there can't be art. Who should we thank?
Our food people.
Who do we need to thank?
Hang on, I'll go grab. Are you gonna go grab it? I know we got Cafe Zola. They've donated coffee for us, and Zingerman's. We want to thank them too. Washtenaw Dairy. They've been bringing us donuts all week. And if you didn't bring us food, but you want to say, how can I help? How can I contribute to the good of WCBN? Well, the best way to do it is by giving us some money. You know, because we don't take we don't play commercials, so we don't get money that way. Contrary to popular belief, we don't really get that much money from the university. Instead, we get it from you, the loyal listener. Aha! Here's the list. So, Washtenaw Dairy, thanks to them. They're on 602 South Ashley, and if you want to talk to them, give them a call at 662-3244. Thanos Lamplighter, 421 East Liberty, thanks to them. Their phone number is 996-0555. NYPD Pizza, 605 East William. For more information, their phone number is 669-6973. And last but not least, Cafe Zola, 112 West Wash, 769-2020 is their phone number. So the case is pledging.
Hello, caller.
For the pizza.
Pizza? Hey, caller, you're on the air.
All right. Hey.
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 How's it going?
Hey.
Are you ready to pledge?